What is going on? Thank you so much for clicking on this podcast. And I wanted to talk about a previous podcast I did, actually probably one of my first ever podcasts that I uploaded on social media, Is Not the Problem. And lately I haven't been on social media. I haven't really been focusing on it. I moved into my apartment and I just really try to get myself adjusted to the reality of how life is. And life is tough, so you kind of have, I feel like I've had to, at least from the scenarios that I've kind of been through recently. And social media is not the problem. Yes, I still do believe in that, and I believe in that in the sense of when blaming social media for a lot of things. I'm not sure the specific situation for you, if you're someone who does, but I'm sure there's plenty of arguments. But my point being in that podcast is that social media is not the problem when blaming it. It's our self-control. It's us who decides if social media is going to be positive or negative impact on us, or just even on other people. And don't get me wrong, I understand how social media can be used. It can be used in a negative way, to where people are talking shit to each other. You know, there's fucking Twitter where everyone's going off, or people are expressing their opinions, and they have the right to do that because it's just right there. It's online, and it's easier to do it than from face to face, right? So when people try to say that social media is fucking whack, or social media has caused this problem, or this problem has caused, an increase in suicides, and I don't think those statistics are wrong. I think it's just that we have to understand that we as humans, or you yourself choose to go on these platforms, and right, we are kids. A lot of people who are on it are kids. And there's not necessarily a self-control when you're a kid, because you don't really, you're not really focused on what's really going on, or you're not really focused on what's actually happening, or what could be a possibility of happening when being a kid. So I 100% understand that, and I don't think that's wrong at all. I just think that, at least social media with me lately, how it's been is I don't like going on it, because sometimes when I see it, I just think like, this isn't real, seeing all these amount of likes, seeing all these different people looking like they're enjoying life. And I'm sure they are, especially in that moment. And when people post images, whether if it's Instagram or whatever the case is, TikTok, yeah, and they look like they're doing okay. But the reality, when you get so sucked into that, which is a self-responsibility thing where you probably shouldn't, yeah, it's okay to go on every once in a while to keep it controlling. But the reality is that many people don't, and I fall victim to that as well. Sometimes I'll be on it for a minute. So I haven't been on it at all, honestly. I mean, unless it's Snapchat, because I like to keep in contact with my buddies from like high school, or just, some really good friends. And I like to keep it that way. I don't really enjoy putting myself out there like that anymore, as I did with social media. Because when I go on it, sometimes I just see, I'm just like, it's not real. And sometimes it can be discouraging to me. All it takes is one negative thought to put you in a negative space in your head. So when I think of it now it's like, yeah, I social media is just, it's just a tool, and that's the only way to think about it, or at least for me, that's the only way I can think about it. And with the Alpha Podcast, I want to put the Alpha Podcast on social media again. I was on Instagram and TikTok as well, two of probably the biggest platforms. But I do have something as a plan for that in the future. As of right now, it is going to be on a hold. So I want to be able to get content out for the Alpha Podcast. I want to be able to expand and grow the audience for sure. And sometimes my kind of idea of not wanting to be on social media gets in the way of that. But I think how I'm going to kind of go about it is I don't really want a social media account for my posting, like posting about me or my life. I'd prefer, honestly, to keep it private, and I prefer it this way. It feels a lot more natural to me, at least. And having the Alpha Podcast out on podcast, but not necessarily my specific name or my brand, my branding, just like my name, Ricardo Ortiz or whatever. and just mainly focus on the Alpha Podcast and just that. So that's how I'm trying to kind of go about it. I'm not necessarily trying to build a brand, which, don't get me wrong, building a brand is definitely important in 2020. Everything's literally about branding. So it would be beneficial to me, and I understand the ramifications of not building a brand, a personal brand for myself in the future. So I'm okay with that, and I understand that will probably not benefit me in the future, but me doing that is going to slow down the process of whatever it is that I want to do in the future, because I don't only want to do podcasting, I want to do different categories of career choices, and whether that's in music or whether that's in, I'm not sure what the, just diversify is my point, to be able to create different streams of income as well, because that's the only way for me, at least how I've been thinking about it throughout the past couple of years, or at least the past 2 years, or about a year and a half, I'd say. I don't know, sometime in 2019. So yeah, I think that's kind of my stand on it right now. I don't think that many people would agree with me, but we're all entitled to our own opinions, and we all got everything that we believe and the differences. So yeah, I kind of just wanted to put my thoughts and my current opinions on what I kind of feel on social media right now. I don't think that, yeah, I think right now is 2020, so everyone's on social media. If you are a business, then you should definitely be on social media, because if you're not, then you're just irrelevant and you're already behind. Businesses are already putting out ads on social media platforms, and having that focus on that is good, because social media is going to be around for a while until the quote unquote next thing comes and kind of takes it over. So yeah, I think that's for sure a benefit for you if you have a business, and to definitely be out there and uploading content ASAP, 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces of content a day, and to keep that consistent and persistence will eventually get you the results that you want, but to be for sure patient. I think keep on for sure following that route. But thank you so much for listening to this podcast, clicking on this podcast. And I hope that the next podcast I do have a guest on. I have a couple people that I kind of have. We're just kind of trying to arrange certain dates that due to the timing and just working. Like it's annoying. I need to be able to start waking up earlier to get my day started so that I can have shit to do, or I have more time to do plans that I have for the future to come. So yeah, something I gotta work on myself. But I hope that you are doing okay, you the listener, if you're just laying down or just on the couch, or I'm not sure, having your headbuds. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for listening to this podcast and making it to the end. And I'm sure you have different opinions on this or not. Maybe you relate to the social media kind of idea. But yeah, thank you so much for clicking on this podcast, and till next time.